Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Mem Ches Din Hamoishit Mirshus L'Shus. So the previous Siman we introduced the Rabbanon of lifting an object up from one domain even without setting it down in the other Rishus, or to set down a transported object even without having lifted it from the previous Rishus. In this Siman, the Shulchan Aruch is going to add that the Chachamim instituted a knas, a penalty for a person who does extend an object into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, even without setting the object down. They didn't allow the person to return his outstretched hand, we're going to see, to the Rishus HaYachid, where he stands. His hand's going to have to remain suspended in midair over the Rishus HaRabim until the end of Shabbos. So let's see what this wild knas. Hayomei Rishus HaYachid Vayitzi Yado Zalef. Hayomei Rishus HaYachid Vayitzi Yado Malei HaPeiros Rishus HaRabim B'so Chasara B'shogeg. So it says, if a person standing in Rishus HaYachid extended his hand filled with, let's say, fruit into a Rishus HaRabim within 10 tefachim of the ground, and he does it b'shogeg, he's unaware that it is aser, that it's, he's allowed to draw his hand back to the original chatzer, but not to a different chatzer. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Aleph, b'soich asara, t'lamala mi'asara b'shus harabim hu mekoyim p'tur, k'dileel b'simin shin mem hei sefiyud beiz, v'afilu im hotzi mi'meizid mut delach zira. He says, within 10 tefachim of the ground, since the air higher than 10 tefachim from the ground in the b'shus harabim is a mekoyim p'tur, as we saw in shin mem hei yud beiz. So therefore, if one extends his hand to there, even b'mezid, he's allowed to go ahead and draw it back. We continue on. Sif katan buys. If it's b'shogeg, he's allowed to bring it back into the chatzer. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. B'shogeg mutter v'chulei after avadi sura sh'asa akira b'shuta yachig de lahotzi b'shuta rabim. Even though lifting an object in a Rishus HaYachid with the intention, assuming it's an intention, of transporting it to a Rishus HaRabim is asur mid Rabbanan, the Chachamim did not penalize him, did not kindness him, since the Isser was unintended, since this was unintentional, it was b'shogeg. So, in such a case, it's mutter lachzir lo sechatzer. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, Kadesh Lo Yiskayim Machshavto Shechashav Lefanoisoi Misham. This is so as not to allow him to accomplish his goal of clearing the fruit from his yard by usher means. They allow him, okay, to go ahead, as we said, and return it to the chatzer itself. Sif Katan Dalid, but it's also Lo Shita Lechatzer Acheres. But we said, even if it was done b'shogeg, he's not allowed to draw his hand back to a different yard, only to the original chatzer. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Dalev, l'chatzer acheres. V'afilu miskavi mitzchila lotzil rishus harabim, gam kein aser lo yishita l'chatzer acheres, tal kolponim miskayim achshavtoi, shechosho levanoso michatzero, v'chayshinan dilma zimna achrisa, shadilu rishus harabim. Even if he intended originally to transport the fruit to the Rishus HaRabim, such that transporting it to a different chatzer would not accomplish his original goal, he's still not allowed to draw his hand back to a different chatzer, because by transferring the fruit to a different chatzer, he accomplishes part of his original goal, namely the removal of the fruit from his yard, from his chatzer. Right, v'chayshidan dilma zimna achrisa shadi lulu rishus harabim, and the chachamim were therefore concerned that he would be enticed to repeat this action and might then actually transport the object to a rishus harabim. V'yesh omrim the dafka kishahaisa kavanaso mitchila levanoso zechatzer azaser the niskayim machashavto legamre. So he says there are others that paskin that this prohibition to the Isser, to transfer the fruit to a different chatzer, applies only if that was his original intention. Since in such a case, he would be accomplishing his goal in its entirety, right? The niskayim machashavto legamrei. Avalam kavanaso lahotzio l'rishus harabim mutter lefanois lechatzer. According to these poskim, though, if his original intention was to transport the fruit to the rishus harabim, then he can transfer it to a different chatzer. V'chol zeh kisha oso achatzer lo haya, as we saw yesterday, b'diyota achas b'shura achas im zeh achatzer. Now, even according to his opinion, transferring his hand to another yard is allowed only if the 2 yards are not lined up in one row, right, on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim, right? That's the Diyuta Achas, Shura Achas, Imze Achotzer. Ela Zeh Keneged Zeh. It has to be where they stand facing each other on opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim. He says, if the 2 yards are lined up in one row with a strip of Rishus HaRabim territory protruding between them, so that we know from yesterday, the Torah asks passing objects from 1 yard to the other, even at a height, right? Right? Passing objects from 1 yard to the other, even at a height above 10 tefachim from the ground, is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. As we saw at the end of Shin Mem Zayin, look at Sivkatan Ches there above. Now, we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'im b'mezid, but if this was all done b'mezid, where he was standing in Rishus HaYachid and he extended his hand filled with fruit into Rishus HaRabim, within 10 tefachim of the ground, but he was aware and he'd been mazed that it is usher to do. So then he's not allowed to draw his hand, right? Usher afil lachzir lo sechatzer. He's not allowed to draw his hand back with the fruit, even to the original chatzer. Look at Sif Katan. Hey, b'mezid aser, dekasura bana mishum davari sura, and la yochaz biyado at shechashecha. The Chachamim here imposed a knas on him for transgressing this b'mezid, and he has to hold the fruits in his outstretched hand until nightfall. And that's all the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Now he goes, v'yesh omrim. There are those, however, that are chaylik, he says. This is the all in the Shulchan Aruch. Tahani mili kishotziyah mi bi'od yom. Aval motziyah mishachashecha mutu lachzira shema yashlichei miyado v'yavo lidei Chiyuv Chatas. So he says, there are others, some say that this knas applies only if he extended his hand out there before Shabbos. But if he extended his hand after Shabbos began, then he would be able to draw it back. What's the logic? So he says, because otherwise he might end up dropping the fruit from his hand into the Rishus HaRabim, and that would complete the act of transporting and incurring the Chiyuv, a Chiyuv Chatas. Now we'll see what the Pshat is. This is L'chaira, not a Chiyuv Chatas. This is L'chaira, a Chiyuv Skila. So we'll see. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh om dahani mili kishotziyah mi ba'od yom. Vav kishotziyah mi ba'od yom. So az k'nasu rabbanan. If his hand was out there from before Shabbos, then they were kainais. Al shehishe es yadav emezid ba'avir shetarab ma'ashateshach. There they were kainais because he deliberately kept his hand suspended in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim until night when Shabbos begins. That's when these Yesh Omrim, who happens to be the Shitas Haran, okay, the first opinion, okay, is the Pashas, the Mashmos HaGemara and the Rav HaMagid, he says. So here, the Yesh Omrim is the Ran, the name of Tosfos, and the Rav HaMagid brings it B'Shem Ramban, and the Rashba, that again, the Chachamim penalized him dafka for deliberately keeping his hand suspended in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim until night, from before Shabbos. Okay, he kept it there until night, from before, until when Shabbos begins. So that's when it was going to be Aser. But if Hotzia Mishach HaShecha, but if he extended his hand after Shabbos began, then he can draw it back, Sivkat and Zayin, Lach Zira, Hotzalomar, it means he can bring it back his chatzer, like in a shogeg situation, but not to a different chatzer. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said, because if you in such a case, he might actually drop it and it'll come to a chiyuv chatas. So he says, "Hi, lishna lav davka." He says, "This lashon is lav davka chiyuv chatas." Dab amazed, Mike, because we're talking about amazed. El Ratzon Lomar Shema Yishkach the Yashlich Miyado. Rather, this means to say maybe he will what? He will forget and he'll drop it. And Yavo Lidei Malacha Sheyesh B'Chiyuv Chatas La Oisim Bishkaga. And then you'll come to a malacha in which there's a Chiyuv Chatas for those who do the Bishkaga. Masha Enki Keshav Tziyami Ba'od Yom, as opposed to if the person had put his hand out from when it was still day, Afilu Im Yashlich Lebasof, because then even if he would drop it in the end, Lo Yeh Raki Sura Bi'alma, all it would be in the end of the day would be an Issad Rabbanan, Lo Asa Akira B'Shabbos, because he didn't do the Akira B'Shabbos, just did the Anocha. Ayim Be'Aliyah Rabba, Shematzadid Lahakel, Kayesh Omim Shekein Das HaBei Rishon. He said, check out Be'Aliyah Rabba, that he tilts towards being Mekel, and says he could be Mekel, like this Yesh Omim, because this is the opinion of HaBei Rishon, and we saw it's the Ran, in the name of Taisvis, in the Raga Magid, in the name of the Ramban, and the Rajba. Let's just continue on now in the finish off the Shulchan Aruch here. Bamed v'ramamurim kishot tzil v'shus harabim. Aval ha-motzil l'karmel es b'chol gavna mutta l'achzira. So Shulchan Aruch says here that all of the above applies only if he extended his hand into a Rishus HaRabim. But if he extended his hand into a Karmelis, then he could draw his hand back in all instances. This is what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. Right? Aval ha-karmelis. Right? Aval ha-motzil l'karmelis. Sif Katan Tes. Right? If he extended his hand to a Karmelis, he will be able to draw his hand back in all instances, the Shulchan Aruch said. She'enu ela shvus, Mishnah Berurah, enu ela shvus derabbanan, afilu ima yamashlich osam sham lehedya, lo asru dehavi ke'en gzeira legzeira. So he says, by a Karmelis, even throwing an object is only asr midrabbanan, so the Chachamim did not impose, according to this, what Shulchan Aruch is saying, any knas, since doing so would be basically like superimposing one gzeira upon another one, was known as being gezer, gzeira, legzeira, which they did not generally do, as you know. Sif katon yud, v'chol gavna mutla gzeira, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether he extended his hand knowingly, or b'mezid, if it's in a karmelis, right? B'shogeg, bein b'mezidly, Dafka lo so chatzer mutter lehachzira mutter lehachzir aval lo lechatzer acheres but not to a different chatzer. So he says in this case too, however, he could draw his hand back to the original chatzer but not to a different chatzer. And now the Mishnah Berurah ends off by saying, "V'hagra bebeiro masik." The gra in his beir, he concludes, "Lasor bekamelis kemo brishus harabim to aser in the kamelis like in brishus harabim," making no distinction. That's what the gra tainas. Same way, all these knasais and things like that were established in brishus harabim. Also, kamelis, because kamelis has all the dinim of Rishus HaRabim. And obviously he's not saying, it's like a guy's being Zeru L'Zeru. Ha'mafane chafatze mizavis l'zavis, v'nimlach alein l'hotzion. So now the Mishnah Berurah is coming up and filling us in with some other halachas related, similar to these. A person goes ahead and is taking, moving objects from one corner to another corner of the house. V'nimlach alein, he changes his mind l'hotzion, he takes it out. Pata bichatas, he's not chayiv chatas. Why? He decides to take it out. He did an Akira. Shalo Isa Akira Mishar Rishon Lakach. It's the famous halacha that the Akira wasn't originally an Akira to take it out. And it ends up being that all he really did was a Hanacha. The Les Beirak Isura Bialma. And all this is an Isser. In other words, a person to stop, pick something up in his house, to move it around in the house. So then it's in his hand. And now when he decides to go out, that's not an Akira. Hayakana Biyado Vigbiya Katza Echad Vikatza Hasheni. The person has, like, say, a rod, or something like that, and he picks up one end of this rod and the other end of the rod, munach ba'aretz, is on the ground. And then he goes ahead and picks up the other side of the beam. Afilu kol yom kulo pater. Even if he does this all day long, he's going to be pater. Kevan shelo akar kol hakana me'aretz. Since he never picked up the whole kana from the ground. However, in mashach hachefetz ugraro al haaretz mitchilas arba l'sof arba chayev. But if a person goes ahead and drags the object on the ground from, let's say, the beginning of arba to the end of arba, he's going to be chayev. Shamagalgel okeru. That if you're megalgel, if you drag it, or you roll something on the ground, that is considered an akira. But, you know, picking something up, but leaving part of it on the ground, that's not an akira, because the whole thing was not lifted off the ground. So it's mechalik between a kane, where part of it was lifted, the other part is still on the ground, that would not be an akira. That would not be an akira. So for example, let's say he takes a beam and he picks it up, right? The top, and he picks up the top, the front, one end of the beam, and he picks it up and he brings it into Rishus HaRabim, but the bottom of the beam is still on the ground, and he plops it down, and then he picks up the other side of the kana and pushes it all into the other Rishus. That would be Pater Michatas. As opposed to if it was rolled or dragged, that itself is defined as an Akira. Obviously, this needs to be lumbicized and analyzed, but that's for Ian Shear. Adkan.